Parshas Maasei. The first pasuk starts off, Eile Maasei v'nei Yisrael asher yotzu mi'eretz Mitzrayim litzivoysam b'yad Moshe v'yaron. These are the journeys that the B'nai Yisrael did when they went out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and they went out b'yad with the hands of Moshe v'yaron. So Rashi explains, like Lomo nichtavu ha'masoyis halolu, how come now the Torah is going to explain like the 42 different travelings that the Klai Yisrael did throughout the 40 years in the Midbar? We already went through it already. Why does the Torah repeat it right now to say over again these 42 different Masoyis, the traveling that they went? So Rashi says, Lohoidiyah chasodiv shemokim, to teach us the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'afapi shegozra leim, the taltala mulhaniyam ba'midbar, even though it was like Xerah to stay in the Midbar for 40 years, and they had to move around there. They didn't live in one place. But a person should not say that Hashem made them move around so much to really make it bitter for them. Rather, you should know to teach us that these 40 years, it wasn't that hard. There was only 42 travelings. So Rashi explains that there were 14 travelings the first year. And then Rashi says, V'yoyd heitze misham ches masois shoy liyacha misasarin. But after Aaron died, then they traveled another 8 travelings. Mehorahor ad Arvas Moyev. Bishnas Aboyim. This was in the 40th year. So it comes out that Nimsa Shekol, Shemoina Ushleishim Shana, all the 38 years, the middle 38 years in the Midbar, Loinosu Ela Esra Masois. They only traveled 20 times. So it wasn't so gefelich, wasn't so bad. That's why the Torah says over now exactly how many Masoyas they did to teach us the chesed of Hashem that it wasn't that bad. That's one shot that Rashi says. Then Rashi brings down that the Medrash Tanchuma says that it's a marshal, a melech shoyev b'nei chayla. A melech had a sick son. He had to take him a faraway place to heal him, to go to a good doctor. When they returned on their journey back home, the father started to count all the travelings, all the places they stopped off at. Omaloi, kan yoshanu, kan hokarnu, kan choshashtu ashrashecha. He said over everything what happens. Like when we were going, here we slept, here we caught a cold, here you had a headache. So here also. Klai Yisrael now is saying over all the bad things, the things that happened to them throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. Now the pshat from this Medrash Tanchuma is that even the tzoros, the tzar that Klai Yisrael had throughout the traveling in the Midbar, it was painful and hard on them, but that was for a purpose also. That was for a purpose, like the Medrash said, that really Klai Yisrael was still sick. In other words, even though we came out of the Kura Barzel, we came out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to give us the Torah, so we went away from the Tumas Mitzrayim to be Mekabel the Kedusha, but we still were not pure 100%. We still had the Hashpah of the Mitzrayim in us. We were still a little bit sick. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take us through these 42 Masois, these 42 travelings, through the Midbar, in order to bring us to the Mokum of Refuah, in order to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. So before we come into Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Torah pure Lagamri. So even the traveling, the hardships we had, were also for our sake, was for the sake of healing us, taking away our Makkah Lagamri. So that's why after we finish going through these 42 Masois, we now repeat them and say and talk about them like to thank Hashem to be Maketoiv, and not to say it was just hardship upon us, but rather to realize that everything we went through was only for our own sake. And through this we became well, we became healthy, ruchniyistik, and therefore we were able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now the Ramban over here explains another reason why the Torah goes through and explains all these 42 places Klai Yisrael traveled through in the Midbar. And he explains it really like the Rambam says in the Mor HaNevuchim, that he says that Klai Yisrael, they that lived through the Midbar saw the great Nisim, the great miracles that Hashem did to them. But Hashem was afraid that the next generation that did not go through the Midbar itself will forget about all the Nisim that happened. And they'll give answers and they'll say Klai Yisrael didn't go through the middle of the Midbar. They went through the side near the Yishuv, near where other people lived, and they brought them food, and they gave them water. They're going to forget about all the great nisim that Hashem did to them. And the psukim say not like that. The psukim in the Devarim says, "Hamoylichecho ba'midbar hagodol v'hanoiro nochosh sorov v'yakrov." There were poison snakes there. V'tzimoyin asher ein moyim, and there was thirst there. There was no water. Hamoytzilucho mayim mitzurah chalomish. You only had water because the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the nest that the water came out from the stone. But really, there were a tremendous amount of nisim that went through the fact that Klal Yisrael could exist and go through the midbar for 40 years. So in order that we should remember these nisim and not be kafir, the Torah went to say all the names of the places that people will really see that it's true, that they went through the real midbar and it was really nisim to keep them alive all these 40 years. So the kitzur, it all comes out, all these pshatim are the same thing. We have to really be makir toiv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all these great nisim that he took care of us these 40 years in the midbar. Another pshat the Rabbeinu Bechaya says is that we come to learn from these different masois that different things happened to Klal Yisrael. At certain travelings, it was good for Klal Yisrael. They came to a sweet place, everything was good. At certain times, they came to a bad place. There was no water, the water was bitter. How come? The Ramban says, it comes to teach us that it depends upon how the Klal Yisrael is, what type of a matzav they're in. When they want to do toiv, to do good, to do the mitzvah, to do avodas Hashem, when they have the right rotzen, then Hashem makes it good for them. They found sweet things, everything was good. But when it came out, when Klal Yisrael was doing chatoyim, they traveled in a troublesome mood, that they were complaining, they weren't happy, they had machshavas ruah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it bad for them. Pasha to teach us that when we do mitzvahs, we do avodas Hashem, things go good. And when we do averis, we don't do avodas Hashem, that's when things go bad. Interesting, then Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down another medrash, a medrash Tanchuma, that says, "Mefnei ma zochu likosei batera, kol ha-masoyis halolu." How come, like the midbar was zeicha, that all the travelings through the midbar were written down a second time now in the Torah? So it says, "Asher kiblu as Yisrael, v'yoseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten lehem schar." That it's a shvach, it's a praise to the midbar itself, to the desert itself, that it received, it took the Yidden there for 40 years, and because of that, the midbar itself will eventually get back schar, like it says, shenema yishosa midbar v'tziyah v'sogel arovam, that the midbar itself eventually will become happy. So the Medrash says, it's a kal v'chomer. It says, uma midbar, ayidei shekibul as Yisrael, they receive schar, but alachas kama v'kama, if somebody receives a Talmud Chacham in his house, the fact you're the one to take care of the Talmud Chacham, you will receive a bracha back. Just like here the midbar, when it received Klal Yisrael in the midbar, it also received a bracha back for the taking of the Klal Yisrael. So we're learning out from this pasture the inyan of Akara Satoiv, to realize that when somebody does a taiva to you, even though you may think it's nothing, he's doing it anyway, what's the difference? He's not spending any money on me, he's not spending any time on me, he's going there anyway. Rakoponim, if he does you a favor, you have to be makatoiv and give him back thanks, and to realize it's a tremendous thing. That's this inyan here to learn out, it's tremendous what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael, and even the midbar itself, for the fact it received us, it will also receive tremendous reward back. Now the second pasuk says, "Vayichtoiv Moshe es moitzoehem lemasehem." Moshe wrote down their goings out according to their journeys. Al pi Hashem, according to Hashem, v'eile masehem lemoitzoehem, and these were their journeys according to their going out. So there's a few questions here. How come first it says the lashon of first es moitzoehem lemasehem? It says, "Vayichtov Moshe et Motzoehem." They're going out, lemasehem, to their journey. And then at the end of the pasuk, it says, "V'yeh lemasehem lemotzoehem." It says the opposite way. First, it says "masehem," and then it says "lemotzoehem." Why does it change around the order? And secondly, there's a medrash here that says the first pasuk starts off, "Eile maseh v'nei Yisrael." These were the journeys of v'nei Yisrael. So it says, whenever it says ve'elah, it's a continuation from before. Whenever it says elam, it's poisel eser rishonim, like we have in Eile HaMishpatim. It's poisel, it hacks off the first part, and something is starting new. The question is, what is starting new here that it says, Eile Masei V'nei Yisrael? These are the travelings of Bnei Yisrael. And if it is called starting something new, it's a question why in the second pasuk it says, again, Vayichtov Moshe Smoitzayim L'Maseihem Api Hashem, and then it says, V'eile Maseihem, and these are the traveling, V'eile. So if the Medrash says that it starts off the parsha saying, Eile Masei, without the Vov, as if to say, Poisel Es Rishonim, take away the beginning, you're starting new, so how come in pasuk Beis it says the Lashon of, V'eile Maseihem L'Maseihem, and again, the Vov, and these are the travelings, the goings out. These are the travelings according to the going out. And the Be'er Moshe once explained that what is teaching us here is Eile Maaseh V'nei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are the journeys that when Klal Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim, it means to say they left the Tumas Mitzrayim. There was a tremendous amount of Tumah of Yerida Mitzrayim. So that's called Eile, we're being Poisel Es Rishonim. Klal Yisrael now is going out of the Tumas Mitzrayim and becoming now to go into the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Mekabel the Torah. So Eile means we're taking away the first living in Mitzrayim, as if to say we're not going to have Sheiches anymore to the Tumas Mitzrayim, but rather Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk says, Biyad Moshe V'Yaron, in the hands of Moshe V'Yaron. And he also asks, like everybody knows already the Pesukim before, that Moshe V'Yaron was there, B'Shas Klal Yisrael went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. So why does the Pasuk have to repeat it over again here, that they went out Biyad Moshe V'Yaron? So he wants to explain that the Pasuk is saying now that Klal Yisrael is going out of the Tumas Mitzrayim and coming into Kedusha. Now how do they have this Koyach to leave the Tumah? That's because we're learning the Midas Tavos from Moshe V'Yaron, that the Tumas Mitzrayim he brings down was the Ikka, the Koyach of Gaiva. They held too much from themselves, therefore they went off to do all Mini Ra. The Tshuva for that is to have the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the Midah of Onav Mikol Adam, to learn the Midah of Anova. So Biyad Moshe V'Yaron means Bischus Moshe V'Yaron, then Midah of Anova. Aaron also had the Midah of Anova. That's why Klal Yisrael was able to leave the Tumas Mitzrayim and now go to receive the Kedusha. That's why first it says Eile was stopping what happened before, we're going away from the Tumah and starting to come into the Kedusha. And like this, it's very good, the second Pasuk also. Now the second Pasuk says, Vayichtov Moshe es Moitzu'ehem l'Maseihem al-Pi Hashem. Moshe wrote down Moitzu'ehem, it means the going out. The going out of Eretz Mitzrayim was for the purpose of l'Maseihem. To come to the journey means to come like to the Mokom of the Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Like the main purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim to get rid of the Tumah was to receive the Kedushas of the Torah. So that's called Moitzu'ehem, going out, l'Maseihem, to the Masa, to the receiving the Torah by Har Sinai, which was Al-Pi Hashem. That was Al-Pi Hashem, means they received the Torah Shebeksav by Har Sinai. Then the Pasuk goes on, V'Eile. Now it's a continuation. After you receive the Kedusha of the Torah on Har Sinai, now the rest of the travelings, like we're saying before, throughout all the 40 years in the Midbar, all the travelings was only to heal them more and more and more. Like more and more and more to take away the Tumah, to bring them into the Madrega of Kedusha. Now how did they go further and further in the Midah of Kedusha? That was taken with them the Kedusha they received by Har Sinai, the Kabbalah HaTorah, with the Kabbalah HaTorah, that made them go further and further in the Madregas of Kedusha. So that's why at the end of the Pasuk it changes around and says, V'eile Maseihem, these are the travelings, L'moitzu'ehem, in order to take them out. In other words, after Har Sinai, the traveling they did later was only to bring them to the real Gula Shleim in order to come into Eretz Yisrael. So then, L'maseihem, their travelings were, L'maseihem, L'moitzu'ehem, in order to take them out of the Midbar altogether and to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. In Pasuk Gimel it says, Vayisu Meramseis, Bachedesh Harishon, Bachamisha, Sayyim Lachedesh Harishon. The Klal Yisrael traveled out of Ramses on the 15th day of Nisan, the first Chodesh, Mimocharos HaPesach, the day after that they brought the Korban Pesach, Yotzu V'nei Yisrael B'yod Roma, L'yeinei Kol Mitzrayim. They went out in the eyes of the Kol Mitzrayim the Yod Rama with a strong hand. So here the Pasuk says clearly, when did they go out? Mimochros haPesach, the next day. Mashma, by daytime, that's when they left Mitzrayim. So the Gemara Brachos brings down that another Pasuk says, Hoitziyachu Hashem in Mitzrayim Laila. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at night time. Hoketzer had to come out. Malamed she'eschilo lehem gula miberev. It started the gula at night time, but really they did not leave Mitzrayim until the next morning, until it became light, the next day. Because it says here, on the 15th day of Chodesh Nisan, that's when they went out. And it's called, the Pasuk calls it, Yom LaChodesh Harishon, B'chamisha Yom LaChodesh Harishon, this was the first month, because this was a special month, the beginning of the birth of Klal Yisrael. And the second, the next Pasuk, Dalet says, U'mitzrayim mikabarim, and the Mitzrayim were burying. Eith asher hiku Hashem bohem kol b'chor. After Hashem killed out Makas Becharis, all the Becharim, the night before, they were now burying them. Uveloyehem also Hashem shvotim. And with their idols, their gods, Hashem made wonders. The question is, what does the Pasuk have to say that the Mitzrayim were busy, were working, burying all their dead? What's the difference? What they were doing? Peshat Klaiso was going out of Mitzrayim. So the Peshat is, they say, is that really by all the other Makis, Bishas the Makkah came about, the Paro was giving in, he wanted to let the Klal Yisrael go. But as soon as the Makkah went away, right away it was Vayeschazek Hashem Esleif Paroi, right away they became hard, they didn't let the Klal Yisrael go. Zechur here also, right after Makkah Becharis, like Makkah Becharis took place 12 o'clock at night. And we're saying now Klal Yisrael first went out the next morning. The question is, how come by the next morning they weren't again Vayeschazek? Why weren't they hard again not to let Klal Yisrael go out? How come Klal Yisrael went out mamish biyad Roma, as the Pasuk before says? That biyad Roma liyene kol Mitzrayim. That's what the Torah is telling us. You know why? Because Hashem did a tremendous chesed that all the Mitzrayim were busy working, burying all the people that died that night. So they had no time to say a word to Klal Yisrael. They just left all the Eden go out of Mitzrayim. And they were not saying one word to them. Also, it's interesting, the Balaturim here brings down on the Pasuk called Mitzrayim Mekabrim. He says, Mekabrim Beis B'Mesura Hocham. It's a Mesura over here, this Beis. And there's two times the Pasukim talk about Mekabrim, about burying. One here, Vidok, the second time, in the Pasuk in the Cheskel, Mekabrim Esaubrim, the Parshas Goy. By the Mechem Esgoy, Gugumogog, also there they'll be busy burying the Ubrim, the young child. So the pshat is that what does this Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with Gog Magog? That the pshat is by Paro, he was the beginning of the Peronius. And the end, the Achris, that's going to be Gog Magog. That's the last one to give service to Klal Yisrael. There's a smichas here of the beginning, the first one, Paro, that started up with Klal Yisrael, is burying his dead. The same thing, the last one, Gog Magog, that will be the last one to start up with Klal Yisrael. They will also be burying their Ubrim. Now after Shlishi, the Pasuk says, Vayidabir Hashem al Moshe b'yarav ismoyev al yarden yirech leimer. He's right before going over the Ebra Yarden, coming into Eretz Yisrael, when they're still on the other side of the Jordan, now Hashem spoke to Moshe, that Dabir al b'nei Yisrael, go speak to b'nei Yisrael, v'yomarto aleim and tell them, ki atem oivrim es hayarden, you're soon going to go over this Yarden, el Eretz Kenon, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Kenon. Then Pasuk Nunbei says, V'hoirashtem es kol yoshvei Eretz. And you should get rid of all the people that are living there, mipneichem, v'ibaratem es kol maskiyosam. You should destroy all the sculptures, v'es kol tzalmei maseichosam, and all their molten images. Ta beidu, you should destroy. V'yeis kol bo moisam tashmidu. In other words, it's a tzibu now that we're telling you, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, and as soon as you go in there, you have to destroy all the mekaymos of Avodah Zorah. Like, take away all the tumah from there, in order that you should be able to have the kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. So this is what Mepharshim say, that even though Klal Yisrael was already on Eivor HaYarden on the other side, there wasn't a tzibu to take away the Avodah Zorah yet. Because there was no Kedusha Chal any place until first Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, that's the first place that had a Makam Kedusha, had Kedusha to it. So when you come into Eretz Yisrael, there you have to first wipe out all the Avodah Zarah. And then when it's Chal Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, then you could also have Kedusha on Eivra Yarden, then maybe there was also a Chiv then to destroy the Avodah Zarah over there. Then Pasuk Nun Gimel says, V'yhoirashtem es Eretz, you should inherit the land. V'yishavtem bo, and you should live there. Because to you I gave Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi learns from this pasuk, for hayrashta means v'hayrashta moisa miyoshveh, means just take away all the goyim that are living there. V'yoz, and then you'll be able to live in Eretz Yisrael to be miskayim there. In other words, it's telling us that if you want to be able to stay and live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to first destroy all the goyim that are living there. But if you don't destroy them first, you don't go to fight them first, you won't be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. This is the way Rashi learns. However, the Ramban over here says that this pasuk is teaching us the mitzvah essay of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It means that there's a special mitzvah essay to go and live in Eretz Yisrael, and once you are there, you are not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's what the pasuk is saying. For hayrashtem es Eretz, you should make Yerusha, you should inherit the Eretz Yisrael. The Yishav Tembo, and you should live there and stay there. Why? Ki lochem nosati es Eretz, l'reshes oiso. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael. Then Pasuk Nundalit says, V'hisnachaltem es Eretz, v'goyrol l'mishpechoseichem, l'rav tarbu es nachalosoi, v'lama tamit es nachalosoi, el asher yetzei lo shomo ha-goyrol, lo yiyah, l'mata saboseichem tisnecholu. In other words, this is the second thing now that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, like, you're soon going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing we said is you have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah there. Second thing is you have to fight. It took 7 years of the Kvishom and 7 years of the Chalukah. After you win them over, then there's the second mitzvah to divide up Eretz Yisrael, to make a nachla, an inheritance, to every shevet. Has their own makam, and according to the more people there, you get a bigger share. But this was the second sivui to make sure when you get into Eretz Yisrael later, you make the chalukah, the nachla in Eretz Yisrael. As if to say, this is our permanent makam kavua, this is the nachla, this is the inheritance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael. And then the third thing that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael was in Parshas Lamed Daled, that it says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. You're soon going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm going to give you all the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Now it goes through the boundaries to know exactly where the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael ends. In other words, we have to know exactly, like, where, until where is Eretz Yisrael? Because there are a lot of halachas that pertain to the land of Eretz Yisrael. It has Kedusha. It has Trumas and Maestris. So now the third tiva was to make sure you know clearly the exact boundaries to where does Eretz Yisrael end, to know where we have to be Noi Kedusha and where we do not have to be Noi Kedusha. Now on all four sides of Eretz Yisrael, his Asimonim also happen to do with the Yam, with the four Yamin, Yam HaMelech Kedmo, or somewhat with the rivers, with the oceans. So some want to say this is a remez. Like before you come into Eretz Yisrael, you have to go over the Yam as if to say go into the mikvah to be matar yourself before you come into Eretz Yisrael. Because living in Eretz Yisrael is a special amount of Kedusha. And before we go there, we have to be matar ourselves in order to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. And then after Revi, the Pasuk says, V'yadabru Hashem Moshe Lemor, Eile Shemoisu Anoshim, these are the names of the people, that should inherit the land for you. Elozer HaKoyin V'Yeshua Benun. Then V'Nosi Yechod, Nosi Yechod Mimate Tikhu Linche L'Soretz. From every Shevet you take one Nosi, one prince should be above the Shevet. So Rashi explains that the mitzvah here was that Ashein Cholu Lachem means Bishvilchem. They should inherit it. They should take care for the whole Shevet. Konosi Venosi, Rashi says, Apetropis Leshiftoi. He was like the one to take in charge of his Shevet. o machalek nachlas hashevel lemishpachos o legvorim o boru lecholechod v'yechod chelik hogin. Now, he was the apotropos, he was in charge. Each shevet had his own nasi that was in charge of them, of giving out the nachlas inheritance to the land that was good for each mishpacha and mishpacha. And like Rashi says, o mashein oisim, that the nasi did, you also kilu asoyim shluchim. It's as if the whole shevet made them their shliach, their messenger. So now with the inyan to appoint nasiim over Klai Yisrael, each shevet has its own nasi. He's the shliach. He's the one in charge of each shevet separately. Now then the psukim go through all the names of the nasiim of each shevet, and then why they said their names was that each shevet should have yiras, should be afraid of his nasi. Had to realize he was appointed b'yad Hashem. Now going through all the nasiim, by every nasi, Itaka started off and said the word of nasi, excluding by Shevet Yehuda and Shimon and Binyamin, there did not say the word nasi. And didn't say he was like the prince. So Rabbeinu Bachai explains like this, that by Yehuda it did not have to say the word nasi, because anyway everybody knew that from Shevet Yehuda to come out the Malchus, that everybody had Yira, had afraid, had fear from the Shevet Yehuda. So by its nasi, it didn't have to say the word nasi. By Shevet Shimon, it says, since there they had the chet of Zimri ben Salua, he was the one that did the chet by Pinchas, and he was from Shevet Shimon, since there was a pagam in the nasi of Shevet Shimon, that's why it didn't say the word nasi by Shevet Shimon. And the same thing by Binyamin, since later on it came out the Meister by Pelegish Begiva from Shevet Binyamin, it did not now want to give them the title of a nasi. Now, after Chamishi, the Pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe b'Arvas Moiv, that Hashem told Moshe, still on Arvas Moiv, Al Yarden Yerecha Lemer, like just about by the Jordan, near Yerecha, saying, that's right before Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Now, this was the fourth thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take care of before they go into Eretz Yisrael. And that is, Tzavet B'nei Yisrael v'nosnu l'alaviyim. You should give now to Shevet Levi, to the Leviyim, Minachlas achuzosom, from the inheritance, orim lo shevet, you should give them cities that they should live in, or migrosh lo orim svivosayim, and should give outside the cities, there should be like an outer place around the cities. Titnu levim, you should give to the levim. Now this migrosh, that was a piece of land outside the cities, just to let grass grow there to make it look nice. Like Rashi says, or Migrosh, Revach Mokom Cholok, a plain piece of ground, Chutzlir, outside the city, around it, Lios Lenoi Loir, to make the city look nice. V'ein Rashoye Livnoi Shambayis, they're not allowed to build a house in this territory. V'lelentoye Kerem, they can't grow or grapes. V'lelizroy Azri, you can't plant other things. It's just to make it look nice and green, to make the Ora Leviim look nice. Now the Rambam explains the reason why there's such a mitzvah to give special cities to the Leviim was because the Leviim themselves did not take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But still they needed a place to live. Therefore there's this mitzvah to give to them. 48 cities were given over to the Leviim. Now out of these 48 cities, 6 of them were set aside for the Orim Miklat. Well, that's the next parsha we'll soon talk about. And there was left over 42 that the Leviim should live in. Now, at the beginning of this inyan, right after Chamishi, the Pasuk says again, V'yadabra Hashem ha-Moysher, V'yar v'yismoyev, al yaden yirecha lemur. So the Pasuk says exactly where it was, where Hashem told Moshe, this inyan of, to give the Leviim, Shevet Leviim, the Nachlach Uzosam, to give them the Orim, Lo Shovev, to live there. So the question is, why does the Pasuk have to say exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them this Tivui? Why does it have to say that the Arvois Moyev al Yarden Yerechon? And some of us want to say the Pshat is because an Arvois Moyev, that's the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was mace. That's exactly where he died. In other words, we're holding now right before the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. Here it's his Shevet Levi, the Chosh of a Shevet. They're not going to get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So he felt bad. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to tell him right here, you should know, don't feel bad. Because Shevet Levi, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is going to have to give them these 48 cities. And it's called Orim Lo Shavis. And Chazal Dashin Lo Shavis means to live there. that they're not going to have to build up the city. They're not going to have to worry about building a house, but they're going to get a house already just to go and live in. And why? The reason is because Shevet Levi, they were moved all to sit and learn Torah. Now from Levi comes out, Torah comes out to Hiroh. So not to stop them from learning, they don't have to worry about taking care of real estate and about building the houses, but rather the rest of Klai Yisrael will just come and give them, Orim Loshoveth will give them houses which are already built. And there's a famous Rambam about this, that the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, and Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says like this, V'loma loizocha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael, v'vizosa imechav, how come Shevet Levi did not get a nachla in Eretz Yisrael? Mifnei shohuvda li'avoy des Hashem, l'shorshoy u'lohiris drochav, ha'yisharum u'mishpotov, ha'tzadikim l'rabim, shenema yoru mishpotech li'yakov v'saroschel Yisrael. Hey, Shevet Levi is set aside to teach Klai Yisrael Torah. All right, turn over. So since they're set aside to teach Klai Yisrael Torah and to do Avodas Hashem, the Rambam says, Lefikach huvdulu midarka yolam. They were separated from the ways of the world. Loy orchin milchama, they don't have to go to fight, kishai Yisrael. For loy neichlin, they don't get an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. For loy zeichin liyatzman bekeach gufan, they don't receive from their own work. El hein chayel Hashem, they are the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shinema baruch Hashem cheloi, vo baruch hu zeichel hem, shinema nichaguch hu v'nachvascha. Everything they receive comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, since Shevet Levi is set aside to worship, to do the avodas Hashem special, they'll receive their pay from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam ends off, V'loi Shevet Levi Bulvad. It's not only Shevet Levi that has this chus. El kol ish v'yish, mikol boi yolam, any yid, any person, asher nodva ruchoi oisoi, he puts away his heart. Ve'vino mado lahavdu lama lefnei Hashem l'shosoi. Any person that wants to separate himself and put himself to doing avodas Hashem for worshipping Hashem. U'lovdoi l'da l'deyo es Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'olach yosher k'moshoser l'kim, u'porak mi'al tzavorei oil ha'cheshbein asarabim. That he wants to set himself aside only to sit and learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. And he wants to take off his shoulders the cheshbin, the oil, the yoke of taking care of matters, of this world matters. Asher bikshu b'nei yodam hareze niskadesh kodesh kadoshim. Ram says, Lashon, this person that sets himself aside becomes like kodesh kadoshim. He'll be a chelik of Hashem. He'll receive on this world what he needs to go through it. The same way Hashem in this parsha takes care of the levim. In other words, Rambam says anybody that wants to set himself aside like Shevet Levi to only do avodas Hashem, he has the right to do it, and if this haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. And because Shevet Levi had so much Kedusha, like they were set aside people, only doing Avodas Hashem, they were so Kedush, that's why we have this next inyan, the next part of the parsha that talks about, the inyan of the Ari Miklat. There were special cities set aside, that if you killed somebody, b'shegeg, and you're afraid maybe the person, his mishpacha that you killed will come and kill you, you have a right to run into these cities, and in these cities you are saved. In other words, these cities, since the Levium are living there, it has special Kedusha, like the Chinuch says, and therefore their Kedusha will be Mechaper, will protect you. Since these lands are the lands, the cities that the Levium live in, and the Levium are a Sheva that has special Kedusha, their Kedusha will protect you. So after this next Inyan, we'll soon go into the Inyan of the fifth thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael was the Indian to set aside these six cities for the Arei Miklat. Now the Rabbeinu Bechai explains how come there's this mitzvah of the Arei Miklat that if you killed somebody, the Shogeg, the accident, you did not mean really to kill him, you have this Indian, you have to go to one of these six cities that are set aside to be the Arei Miklat. And he explains that Shekol HaMitzvah Tuhaveris Tluyas Bekabonas Alei. Every mitzvah that we do, or every Yaveira that we do, it depends upon how much Kavona Taleid, how much thought we really meant to do it. In other words, the more we thought and had intention to do the Yaveira, the more of a chet it is, the more punishment we deserve. And the less thought we had, the less punishment. And the same thing with mitzvahs. The more kavon and intentions and thoughts we have when we do the mitzvahs, the more reward we will receive, the better the mitzvah is. So he says, therefore, if you killed somebody b'shegig, you didn't mean to do it, so you didn't think into it that much. So therefore, the aver is not that bad. Therefore, your kapor, your forgiveness, is enough. The fact you go into golis, mimokim lamokim. We tell you to leave the house where you're living in now, and you have to go and live in this new city, one of these six cities called the Ari Miklat. So that's enough to protect you, since the Avera wasn't done so strong, it wasn't done with Das. And he says the same things with the mitzvah also. If you have kavona, when you do the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah l'shem shemayim, there's a tremendous char about it. And if we don't do mitzvahs to kavona, it's not such great, it's not so good. Now, these six cities, the Ari Miklat, three of them was on the other side of Eretz Canaan, was on the side where Klai Yisrael was right now, and Moshe Rabbeinu set aside these three cities. But they weren't chal, didn't have a right to protect the person until later when Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael and they conquered it, and then they had to set aside there another three cities. So together there were six cities, and when they finished separating the three cities in Eretz Yisrael, that's when all these six cities together was kolat. If somebody killed somebody, b'shegig, he went in there, and that protected him. All right, before we go to talk more about this Ari Miklat, let's just sum up, like we just got finished saying, that before now, Moshe was about to die, before Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe five things to give Tzivuyin to tell Klai Yisrael what to do. In other words, like before you get ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, there are five things. And really the Medrash says that the pshat was that Moshe Rabbeinu was feeling very, very bad. He felt here he worked so hard with the whole Klai Yisrael, and now they're finally about to go into Eretz Yisrael, he's not zecher to go in. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Monashach, like, why do you want to go into Eretz Yisrael so much? That Chazal say, not because Tam to see Eretz Yisrael, but he wanted to do the mitzvahs. He wanted to be mekayim the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem had to come and tell him, like, even if you would come into Eretz Yisrael, these mitzvahs you have to do can't be done by one person by themselves. You'll have to tell other people to do it anyway. So since you'll have to tell other people to do it anyway, and they'll do it for you, it's the same thing if you command them now to do it even before they go into Eretz Yisrael. It's also considered Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah, commanded them to do it. Now these are these five things we just got finished learning, that the first thing is lichvash legarish amim misham, to wipe out all the goyim living there. We'll soon talk about that. And the second one we said was lechalik, to make a chaluk in Eretz Yisrael, each shevet gets his chalik. Then the third thing was to make the gvulim, to make the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, to know clearly where the kedush ends. And the fourth thing was to set aside special orim, these 48 cities of the Levim. And this fifth thing was to take care of the Ari Miklat, to set aside three now on this side of the Yarden, and to tell Yeshua when they go into Eretz Yisrael after the Chalukah to divide another three cities for the Ari Miklat. Now the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell them, this first told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael was this inyan of to be Gorash Amin, to send out all the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael to wipe them out. And again, like the Pasuk says, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Hei, the Pasuk says, V'yimloi sar rishu es yeshva yoretz. If you will not get rid of all the people living there, mepnechem in front of you, v'ho yo asher toisiru mehem. It's going to be any goyim leave over living in Eretz Yisrael, l'sichim b'yanechem. They're going to be like pricks in your eyes, u'letzninim b'tzidechem. And they're going to be thorns in your sides, v'tzararu eschem. And they may give you a lot of problems. Al oretz asher atem yoshvim bo, upon this land, Eretz Yisrael, that you're going to live in there. V'oyu kasher dimisi l'asos lem es elochem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to us what he had plans to do to those goyim. This was the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to Zalpa Yisrael, that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, wipe out all the Avodah Zorah and wipe out all the goyim living there, that they should not be like thorns, stumbling blocks in our eyes. Now the Mashkiach, Rabbi Ruchem Zatzal, has a shmuz about this, and he explains, like, if you look through the Torah, to see what the Torah warns us, gives us the most hazoros about, the most lavim about in the whole Torah, he says it's this inyan. this inyan to stay away and not to mix amongst the goyim, and not to learn from the goyim, to learn their bad things. Like it's brought down right after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, the first thing he was mazah them was, lo yisichros lehem u lo ehehem bris. Don't make any bounds, don't become close with the goyim. Lo yesh vul biyartachem pen yachti wais chali. Don't live with them, and maybe they'll make you do averis. And then Shemais Chab Gimel and Lamed Beis, it says, all psukim, hisham lecho pen tichros bris lo yesh vayoret. Ki yaviya chol yisichros lehem bris, lo yisichonim. That in the Vorm it says, psil lo yehem, lo yisachma kesed uzov aleyem. Don't come to them, abe tavduim. Ki yichros hisham lecho pen tinoka shakreirim. To say that the Torah Chaz is over, stay away from the Goyim. Don't be close to them, don't be friendly with them, because you're going to come to learn and to do bad from them. And also in Yud Ches Tes, in the Vorm, it says, Ki hachrim tachrimein, lamana asher lo yilamdu eschem. Don't learn from them. So to say that the Torah Chaz is over this. And again, in Parshas Nitzavim, right after the 40 years that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, the Pasuk says, Ki atem yedatem et asher yishavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, ve'et asher ovarnu bekerav ha'goyim asher ovartem, ba'atiru asher yikutzayim, ve'yaskul aleihem, eitz ve'evin, kesed v'zov asher imohim. You saw all the bad the goyim did. So Rashi says, Lefikach ani tzorach liyashbiachem. Therefore I have to make you make a shavua to swear to me that you won't come and learn and be amongst the goyim. And he stells up your biruchim like Churut Apella. After the 40 years that Klai Yisrael went through the Midbar, they saw all the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to them, how Hashem took care of us for 40 years. And still the Pasuk says we had to make a shavuah, we had to swear that we would not go after the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por or of Makhilis. Why? Because since Klai Yisrael went through Derech Amoin Umayiv, and they saw their Getchkir, they saw their Avodah Zarah, they saw all the Misa things, so we have to be afraid that since we saw it, we're going to go after it, and we'll learn from it. Therefore, the Torah has to tell us to swear we won't do it. So you see how important this is, how many times the Torah repeated this, to make sure not to even see what they're going to do. Don't mingle with them. Don't be close with them. Today, we shouldn't see what they're doing, so we shouldn't come to learn to do like they're doing. And this dinyan is chazal or kaveya, the dinyan of yayin nesach, that if a goy touches wine, we're not allowed to drink wine with a goy for this purpose, not to mingle with goyim. Pasakim, Bishlakim, Rabbanim made a lot of azores to stay away from the goyim. And some of Farshim say in the Agoda, when we say the Hishamda, we pick up the kais. Why do we pick up the kais of yayin? As if to show, it's because of this kais of yayin, because of wine, that Chazal made a takona, that we're not allowed to drink wine with the goyim. In other words, this shows us that we have to stay away from a goy. We can't go to the same parties, we can't drink with them. That's what saved us. The Hishamda, the fact that we stay away from the goyim, that's what protects us. Not like people think that if times go bad, the way to protect us from the goyim is to become close with them, mingle with them, make ourselves look like goyim also. And the more we look like them, we think they won't bother us. The Torah says just the opposite. The more we're going to become close with them and look like them and do things like the goyim and try and go after them and follow them, that is, it's just going to be worse for us. Like what Hashem Baruch Hu says in this parsha, what Hashem wants to do to them, He'll do back to us. But the Yetzer is to stay away from them, to do different. And Vehi Shamda, this is what saved us from all the years, from the Goyim, the fact that Klai Yisrael stood to themselves. Even in Mitzrayim was brought down. They didn't change their clothing, they didn't change their names, and they didn't change their language. These are the three things that held them together. That's what we have to learn out from these parshas. Not to try and mingle, to be like a Goy. As much as possible, we have to look different than them. Even the Mabushim, the clothing we wear, has to be different than Goyim. The talk we use, the language, the names we do, everything, we have to be separated from the Goyim, not to learn from them. And he wants to explain like this, now we can understand the famous Gro, that the Gro, the Vilna Gaon, used to say that there are two types of Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah Mibifnim, and there's the Yetzirah Mibachutz. There's an inside the person and the outside the person. And the Gro used to say that the Yetzirah Mibachutz is a much, much harder Yetzirah to protect yourself from. And the pshat is that there's the Yetzirah Mibifnim inside the person, true, he wants to make you lazy, he'd like to talk to you, and you're thinking in your mind not to do the mitzvahs, to take it easy, to miss minyan, to miss shir, to do things bad, that's inside you. And that's hard, but you could fight him, you could be a zoros, you could be strong, and do things the way you're supposed to. That's the Yetzer Mibifnim. But there's another Yetzer Mibachutz. And that's what all these parashas here are talking about. Not to watch and not to see Goyim, not to learn from them. The Yesarvu Bagoyim V'yilmudu Me'aseyim, a Pasuk says in Tehillim. If you need to mingle with the Goyim and come to learn and do with them. Don't go after what your eyes see. What your eyes see, that's called Yetzer Mibachutz. And that's a very hard thing to fight. Once your eye sees it, it automatically goes inside you, and it's hard to fight it. The Yetzer of the Gerua says is to run away from it, like the Pasuk says. Like all these Pesukim are saying here, don't mingle, don't go after the Goyim, but rather right away wipe them out, kill them out in Eretz Yisrael. Don't let them be L'shichem L'enehim. Don't let them be for stumbling blocks in our eyes, but rather get rid of them. And Uadim, wherever we live, we have to realize not to mingle with them, and not to look at them, not to go after them. Because the more we do look at them, that's the Yetzorah Mibachutz, outside Yetzorah. That's something you see, he grabs a hold of you. And the Olam HaMaisi, and the Olam HaAsi of doing things, he makes you go after them and do it, and that's the very hard Yetzorah to fight. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Deyos, Perek Vov Aluch Aleph, paskens like this and says, he says Aloha Psuka like this, that Derech Briyos Shalodim, the way of a person is Lios Nimshach Achareya V'Chaveruf. A person goes after his friends and the people he hangs around with. Noyeg Keminig Anshe Midinosai. He does things the way the Anshe Medina, the way he lives, the people he lives with. That's the actions that he does also. Lefikach, therefore, the Rambam says, Tzarech Adam L'Hischab L'Tzadikim. You have to be close to Tzadikim. V'leishev Eitzel HaChachomin. And sit near Tamid HaChomin. Tamid, always. Kedei She'yilmad V'maisayim. That you learn to do their actions. V'yisrachek Min HaRishoyim. And you should stay away from Goyim, from Rishoyim. Not only Goyim, from Rishoyim, bad, wicked people. Ha'ochim B'Choshev, that goes in the darkness. Kedei She'yilmad V'maisayim. That you should not come to learn from their bad actions. And who shall Shlomo Omer? This is what Shlomo Melech said. Holach es chachomim yachim, v'roye kisilem yiru. If you go after chachomim, you become smart, and if not, not. The Rambam says a lotion of derech briyosoi, like this is teva. This is normal manner. It's a normal thing. That if you live near people, they're bad people, you're influenced by them. The people you hang around with, that's the Matthias, that's the Teva, that you influenced from them. So what we're coming out from here is that it's very, very important for a person to have a good Saviva, to have good friends, good environment for the Homishpacha, for the children, for the wife, everybody. So when you have a good environment, good people, you learn good from them. And the opposite, if you have bad friends and a bad environment, and the more we live and mingle amongst the Goyim, which is the worst thing, we only come to give ourselves over to this Yetzirah Mibachutz. Now, getting back to the Parsha, the Inyan of Yorim Miklut, that was saying if he killed somebody b'shogeg, you didn't mean to do it without intentions, you have the halacha that you have to run. You have to leave your city where you're living, and go and live now in one of these six cities, Yorim Miklut, and you have to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Now, we said that Rabbeinu Bechai explained that since you killed somebody b'shogeg, you did an Avera, but it was not such a big Avera because you didn't do it with intentions. Therefore, it's enough just to go into Golis to move from one place to another place. And the Michtam Eliyahu explains that this is really main what happened to Cain, that when Cain killed his brother, the Pasuk says, Noavinoed Tiyaboritz. You have to go into Golis. You have to travel around from place to place. And he says that Pshat says this is called a Mida Keneged Mida, because you are Gurim. You cause that this person that was killed, that his nefesh has to be removed from this world and go to the next world. Therefore, we give a punishment back to you that you also have to move around from one place to another place. Another pshat he says in Michtam Eliyahu is that why did you kill somebody b'shogeg? Because you were mezalzel b'chayei chaveroi. Like a thought, if you would have been more careful, you wouldn't have killed him. In other words, you didn't feel to give that much chashivas importance to your friend. You were mezalzel b'chvoid chaveroi. So therefore, why did that come about? Because you're too busy in doing your own work and your own business. You're too busy caring about yourself that you didn't take enough caution and care about your friend. Therefore, Golis is, we tell you to leave everything you're doing. Take yourself away from your own isakim, your own business. and go and live now in Yoreh Miklat, that I've come to realize to think about somebody else, not only your own personal needs. Now the loch is all, as the psukim say, let's say in Postech Chafei, v'hetzilohu eido esaretzeach miyad goyel adom, is supposed to save the murderer from the goyel adom, from the family of the person that was killed, v'heshivu oisei ha'eido el ir miklota, we're supposed to take the murderer and put him into this ir miklot, asher no sham he should run there. And the Pasuk says, v'yoshav bo, he should stay there and sit there, ad mois ha'kohen ha'godol, he has to sit there until the kohen gadol dies. And let's say the murderer goes out of the Yoreh Miklat, as gvul ir miklata asher yonasama, umotza oisa girl adom, and the girl adom, the mishpacha finds him outside, legvul ir miklatoi, verotach girl adom es retzeach, and the girl adom, the mishpacha, the family, kills the murderer, is ein ledomim, he has no chiv misa. Why kiv ir miklatoi yeshiv? Because this person that killed B'shegig is supposed to sit in the locker is in the Yoreh Miklat. Ah, the Mois HaKohen HaGadol. The mitzvah is to sit there until the Kohen Gadol dies. V'yachrei Mois HaKohen HaGadol. After the Kohen Gadol dies, then Yoshev HaRetzeach El Eretz Achuzosai. Then he's allowed to go back to Eretz Achuzosai. But up until the Kohen Gadol dies, the mitzvah is B'davka to stay there. And the Gemara in Makis on Daf Yud Aleph also says like this. He has no right to leave this city forever. Lerli Eidus Mitzvah, he can't go out to say Eidus even again to a mitzvah. Lerli Eidus Momen, Lerli Eidus Nefoshes. Not even if it's a question about killing somebody else or saving somebody else, he can't leave this city to say Eidus. V'yafilu Yisrael Tzvichem Loi, even if we need him. V'yafilu Shar Tzar Tzvo Yisrael, Kiyoye Ben Tzruya, and Yoytze Mishom Lerlam, Shenemra Sheno Shoma. And that's where the Rambam also passes like this, and Hilchos Ratzeach. The Chura, there's the Yisrael Mepharshim, Yisrael Kashet, the Arsameach asked the question here, in Meshech Chochma, like what kind of halacha is this? How come we don't let this, the Ratzeach, leave the city even for a few minutes, even for Tzarech, to save somebody else's life? We want him, he knows Eidus, he knows testimony what happened with somebody, if he killed a person or not. We want him to come and save somebody else's life, even for Pikuach Nefesh. We're all over the halachas, all over the Torah, the halacha is, Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha, Kol HaTorah Kula, Achutz maybe from Gimel, from three Averis, but Achutz from the three Averis, you're allowed to do the Averis in order to save a life. So how come here, what's so important that this Ratzeach has to stay inside the Yoreh Miklat and can't leave it even for a few seconds to go outside? So the Osamech wants to answer and say, Achap, that we're afraid maybe if the Ratzeach would leave the city, maybe, like we know the halacha is, he has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. So we're afraid if he goes outside the city, he'll try and make some type of arrangement to have the Kohen Gadol killed, because they want to be freed. So therefore we don't let him go out even for a second. Like we're afraid maybe he'll do something to kill the Kohen Gadol. But so other Mepharshim want to say, the Teras HaNefesh wants to say, that the Pshat is, like we said before, that the Ratzeach stays in the Yoreh Miklat, like the Chinuch says, is that since these are cities that belong to the Levium, Levium is a special Shevet that has a special amount of Kedusha, the fact you're staying and living amongst this Kedusha, that is Mechar for you. In other words, the fact you did a Misa, even B'Shegeg, it's called you did a Chet, and Tumah came upon you, and you need a Kapara. And the Kapara you need is that you have to stay in this atmosphere of Kedusha, up until the Kohen Gadol dies, and then we say the Mises of Tzadikim is Mechaper upon you. But up until that moment, you have to stay in the Mokam Kedusha to receive the Kedusha Keseder. So he wants to say that if you leave the city even for a second, it'd be a Hefsik, it'd be an interval in the time of you receiving the Kedusha that would stop it. It wouldn't be the same type of the Kedusha. If you go straight for a year without any Hefsik, just stop receiving Kedusha, that makes an effect upon the person. That would be a mechapa for your chet of the Misa. Marshenkin, if you would leave the city, you would leave the hashpo of the Levium. For even 1 second, that would stop the Kedusha that's going into you, and you won't have a kapara. So from here we learn out the Indian of doing mitzvahs, kesed without a hefsek, without an interval. It gets brought down the famous Maestro Rebbe Akiva, that after we learned for 12 years, he came home, he had a question, should he go into the house and say hello to his wife, or not? And he decided not to go, and he went back to learn for another 12 years. The question is, what's so bad about coming in and saying hello to his wife? And Rav Chaim Shalev with the Sal said the Shmuz about this and says that would be called a hefsik. That would be called an interval. Like this is called, he learned Torah straight for 24 years. It's a different type of a learning. A learning that you learn straight without any hefsik, without any interval in between, is a different type of a learning. Whereas you would learn for 12 years and then stop, take a break, and then continue on to learn another 12 years. The avoider is to do avoider straight without any hefsekim. He used to say that was the mile of the other sekadoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Why were they called others? They had mitzvahs. What was so great about the mitzvahs they did? And he wanted to say maybe the actual ma'aseh mitzvah could be more or less maybe something like we do also. Just that they did mitzvahs kesedah without a hefsek, without any interval. They had no breaks. They had no vacations. They were kesedah doing the avodas Hashem. That's the way Yishtaygo is to become an Av, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. That's the way Yishtaygo is to be Rabbi Akiva. And that's the thing, and also that the person that killed the Shegig, his kapara is to receive the Kedusha from the Leviim, kesedah without any type of a hefsek, no interval in between. Now the Gemara in Makis also says here in Daf Yud Aleph that lefikach imoisein shokhanim, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol, misavkos lemichya oksois. They used to go to this person that killed the Shegig and had the halacha that he had to go sit in the Yorim Miklat until the Kohen Gadol died. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol used to go to these people and give them food and clothing. Why? In order that this Horeg B'Shegeg, the person that killed B'Shegeg, should not daven to Hashem that the Kohen Gadol should die. Because the halacha is, he has to stay in Golus, he has to stay in this city, in the Yorim Miklat, up until the Kohen Gadol dies. So he'll get nervous there, and he'll start to daven to Hashem that the Kohen Gadol should die. So in order he should not daven to Hashem, the mothers of the Kohen Gadol used to go to give them food. And the Gemara asked the question, time of the matzli, like why doesn't the Kohen Gadol die? Because they're not going to daven. Ho matzli maisi. But if they would daven, they would die. Like what was the chet? What did the Kohen Gadol do wrong? The Gemara says, yes, he did wrong because shehoyel lehem levakish rachmim al beron v'le dikshu. That the Kohen Gadol should have been levakish rachmim. He should have davened for his door more, that he shouldn't have come to such a situation that somebody could kill somebody else for shegig. So since he didn't daven good enough, that's why he gets this einish now, that if this Ratzeach would daven to Hashem, Hashem would listen to him. The Kohen of the Mashgiach learns out from here that you see how important it is, the inyan of tefillah, when you are davening to Hashem, that first of all, that the door, the generation, needs the Kohen Gadol. He does so many toivis, such good for the whole Klal Yisrael. And here, because one Ratzeach that killed B'Shegeg, that if he would daven to Hashem, there's a possibility that Kohen Gadol would die because of his tefillah. Like he has a right to daven, that the Kohen Gadol didn't daven well enough for him. That's what gives him the right now when Hashem hears his tefillah, Hashem may be mekabel his tefillah. So see how important it is, even amol from a person that's called a Rosha. A person that killed B'Shegeg is called a Rosha. Still, with the power of tefillah, of davening to Hashem, you have a power to do something. Hashem listens to the tefillah. And the opposite way, the time that what went wrong with the Kohen Gadol was, that when he was davening to Hashem, he did not have the right kavana. He did not think enough in his tefillah. And because of that, it is a little tefillah that the Ratzeach has a right to daven to Hashem that you should die because you didn't daven well enough for me. So you see these actions of davening, the Kohen Gadol didn't daven well enough, or that the Ratzeach davens to Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillah. So we have to learn out from me how important it is to daven to Hashem, to ask for what we need, and to realize it's the tefillah, the davening that's going to help us. Like it says by Yaakov Avinu, it says, we spoke about it before, that the pasuk says, Ki becharbi uvekashti lokach, that Yaakov Avinu took it because of his cherub and his keshes. And Chazal say it wasn't really his sword and his bow and arrow, but rather it was the tefillah and the bakosha, the davening to Hashem, that's what saved Yaakov Avinu. That's what saves us also. And every time we daven to Hashem, to have the right type of a kavana, and to daven for the right things. Now, the end of the parsha talks about the way the Rosh Chai of the Shevet Yosef came to complain to Moshe that after the Bnei Slovchod received the Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, if they're going to get married to other people from other Shvatim, the Nachla will go away to the other Shvatim. So Moshe told the Menach Hanami that they should only get married, the Bnei Slovchod should only get married to people from Shevet Yosef. But the question is, the Gemara in Barabas itself says in Abkuf Chof
Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'noi slavchod hutru linos lechol ha-shvotim. Really, they're allowed to get married to anybody, from any shevet. Shenema, because the pasuk says here, l'toiv v'yeneyim t'yenu l'noshim. To anybody they're allowed to get married to. So Gemara asks, elamani mekayim, ach l'mishpochos matu avim, t'yenu, l'noshim, but only get married to taka men from shevet Yosef. So Gemara answers, eitza toiv v'sina kosa. The Torah gave them a good eitza. Listen and get married to shevet Yosef. But if you don't want to, you're allowed to get married to anybody else. So the question is, how does it help then? If they're allowed to get married to other people, the Rosh of Shevet Yosef was afraid the Nachla would go to other people, to other Shvatim. So both the Stipel and the Chassam Sofer want to answer to say like this, that really all the Bnei Slavcha were over 40 years old. And since they weren't married yet, when they get married now, they can't have any children. If you first get married after 40, you can't have any children. And really, the Rambam paskins that Yerusha Sabal is only midrabbonin. That means when your wife dies, that's that the husband yashin his wife is only midrabbonin. But midiraisa, a husband does not yashin his wife. So therefore, even if Bnei Slavchot would have got married to other people from other Shvatim, when they die, the Nachla would not leave them, because they would not have any children. And the Yerusha doesn't go to the husband midiraisa, it goes back to their mishpacha, it would stay by them. But what happened was, a nest happened, a Kodesh Baruch Hu made them, that they were able to have children. So this nest would only take place on the tzad that they listen and do lechilu what they're supposed to get married to Shevet Yosef. If they did what they were supposed to and get married to Shevet Yosef, but al that tzitkis Hashem made them a nest that they had children. But even though the Torah said that Sonia and Eitzah Teva to do that, but if they wouldn't have done it, they would have done what they were allowed to do, get married to other Shvatim, for sure they would not have had any children, and then there wouldn't have been any problem. That Yerusha would not go to the Shvatim, because when they die, the Yerusha would go back to their Mishpacha anyway, because the husband, Midiraisa, does not Yashin his wife. So therefore, this nest that they were able to have children, for sure would only take place if they listened to the Eitzah Teva, only to get married into their own Mishpacha. Alright, we'll stop here.